Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. You can be part of the conversation a lot of different ways on social media, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show for the number to call in. That's pretty simple. It's got our names in it. 833-JOE-ALEX, which is 833-563-2539. I want to know about your enemy at work. I think the obvious one's the boss, but just in general, like, who's your enemy at work? What are they doing? Why are they your enemy? 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, what makes someone an enemy? How about this? They lie to make themselves look good. I can't stand that. Like, they'll try to take credit for a project or something, or an idea. Like, oh, I came up with that. It's like, excuse me? You did not come up with that idea. What about this? They criticize other people. Well, I'm guilty of that. They always interrupt. I've never done that before. Another thing that can make somebody an enemy at work, they're passive aggressive. Oh my God. Did you guys come up with this list? What is this? They're dismissive. Wow, I'm doing a lot of self-reflection here. I might be a lot of enemies to people. Our work enemies are usually the same age as us or older, the same gender as us, and someone we interact with on a daily basis. So 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl.
When I was a drink server at a country club, I had like a big enemy at work, and also she played played field hockey.
Oh, she was a beast then.
Oh yeah. My gosh, she towered over me. She had to have been at least 5'11" at least, and she was huge, and she hated me because all of the other drink servers were athletes. They were either soccer players or like field hockey players or like softball players. And I was the only one that wasn't a, like, University of Louisville athlete. And so she would just pick on me all the time. And I would ask her questions, and she would just blatantly ignore me. And she gave the dirtiest looks in the entire world. I literally would, it would shiver me down to my core.
Dang.
Ugh. She was the absolute worst. Clarissa or something. I remember you. I have not forgotten you.
Liz still remembers after all these years. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Brittany. Hey, thanks for calling in. Tell us about your work enemy.
Oh my gosh. So she is just, she's lazy, and it seems like we always have to pick up her slack. So it sucks. Just do your job and go home.
What's one of the, like, meanest things that she's done to you?
Oh, my gosh. Like, calls in nonstop, probably. And then when she is there, like, you'll ask her to help you, like, help you do something. And she just completely ignores you.
So, basically,
and,
like, she never works.
I'm busy.
Yeah, so when she never works most of the time. And then when she is supposed to be working, she still doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is she one of those people, Brittany? Because I've worked at different jobs. Like, I worked at McDonald's for 4 hours before I got fired. I worked at Subway before I got fired for giving out free subs, stuff like that. You ever work with somebody where, like, they can do the job, but they do it so slow and kind of they mess it up so they don't have to do it again? Was she like that, where she's just so lazy?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. There's always an excuse for why she can't do something. I know, I can't do this because of this reason. You know, always. It's always an excuse, and it's always the crappy jobs that she gets out of.
Oh, exactly.
So it's like everything's spoon-fed to her. It's ridiculous.
Hey, thank you, Brittany, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you got something, we'd love to hear about the enemy at your job or at your work. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in.
For me, the enemy is the person that doesn't make the job fun. Like, when I used to work at, like, McDonald's and Applebee's, I was the guy that I always went out of my way to be weird and crazy to make the job fun. But then there were some people that just, you know, they weren't on board. They were bums and miserable, and that's my work enemy.
I used to work at a restaurant here, and I was, like, a really bad server. I was a waitress, and okay. I'm just, like, not good at remembering things, and, like, I'm clumsy.
Those are kind of important skills, yeah.
Yeah, I just, like, also, like, get busy, like, talking to people, so I forget about their orders and stuff. So I just really was not good, but what I lacked in serving, I definitely made up in funness and weirdness. For sure.
Here's some cold fries. Want to hear a joke?